At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All right. Friday with CNR in for Dan Patrick.
Always fun. Yeah. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. And please continue to hang out with us starting Monday, regular time.
Starting Tuesday.
Tuesday. You're right. Tuesday, 2 to 4. Forgot holiday weekend. Happy holidays, everybody. 2 to 4 on the West, 5 to 7 on the East, Covino and Rich. And, of course, wherever you stream your podcast, just search Covino and Rich.
Yo, really
quick.
Bonus
pod, overpromised.
You know what you can do on Monday? I'm going to post Covino and Rich, the best of 2023, on our podcast feed.
Nice.
Yeah, it was on the air for Christmas Day here at the network, and Covino had the idea to put it over to our feed. So,
yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do that.
It's really, really funny, and I'm not just saying that because I'm paid to say it.
Thank you, Danny. Great job on that, by the way. Our best of 2023, listen out on Monday. And speaking of 2023, we're going to go over our favorite moment of the year this hour, plus what you need to watch this weekend.
Now, before we get to your favorite moments, and when I say favorite moments, let's get the phones going. 877-99 on Fox. Not, man, my favorite moment was, you know, when, I don't know, the Rangers won the World Series. Like a funny moment, like a fun, silly moment in the world of sports. Like, if you're going to mention the Rangers, you have to say, my favorite moment was Creed emerging.
Thanks for giving my answer, you bozo, bonehead.
Creed was your number one answer?
We're live in Mercedes-Benz Studios again, Covino and Rich. The Mercedes-Benz Holiday Love Celebration is here.
With arms wide open.
Yeah, I don't love Rich. Blubber lips. Incredible offers on exceptional vehicles you're bound to love, like the EQB C-Class or the EQE SUV. Find an exclusive offer on a vehicle you'll adore now through January 2nd. Learn more at mbusa.com/special offers. And this year, resolve to keep your family safer than ever with Simply Safe. Dan Patrick trusts Simply Safe with his home, and he recommends it to everybody. Save 20% on your new system with a Fast Protect plan by visiting simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. And again, the number's 877-99 on Fox.
Get those phone calls rolling. We'll talk about our favorite moment in the world of sports in 2023. But before we give ours and before we take your phone calls, I just want to mention real quick, like, just in your own life with dating, work, anything, how circumstantial opportunity is. How circumstantial anything really is, right? Like, I don't know what made me think of this.
I believe Danny G's boy, Antonio Pierce, gave credit to that before anything else. Opportunity.
Opportunity, baby. That's why I'm here. Like, yeah. He probably mentioned that, I'm sure.
He absolutely has.
Yeah, he did after the Chiefs W, yeah.
Yep.
After the win over the Chiefs.
The opportunity some get that others don't. And again, it could have to do with everything from dating to the job opportunities you have, to sports teams and players. I thought of this because I'm scrolling through headlines today besides just sports, and I saw Ariana Grande with that little nerdy dude she's dating, Ethan Slater.
Yeah. He played SpongeBob on Broadway or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Listen, I'm not trying to knock the guy. I'm sure he's a swell fella. I'm sure he's a nice guy. But this, I'll be honest, the guy that looks like old Dweebus is dating Ariana Grande because they happen to be in the same Broadway show and they were working on something together. It's all circumstance. And I'm telling Danny G off the air.
Him and Benny Blanco are giving hope to a lot of guys out there.
Benny Blanco, super talented, but what a goofy looking dude to be with Selena Gomez. But I do love Benny Blanco. He was great on the show Dave.
He's very great.
He's fantastic.
He's super talented.
Funny as hell, too, on Instagram.
But I'll just leave it at that.
Now, Nick Hope turned. His last update was saying, who again is starting for the Minnesota Vikings?
Jaren Hall. Not Jared, Jaren Hall.
Jaren Hall.
Rookie out of BYU.
No offense to Jaren Hall. Much like a Brock Purdy, a guy that probably thought, man, I'd be lucky if I ever sniffed the NFL field. If I ever suited up, if I was more than a practice squad player, that would almost be a victory. Tommy DeVito style. Tommy DeVito is a circumstance of Daniel Jones getting hurt, Tyrod Taylor, and everyone in line, hurt. I get a chance. It is so circumstantial. The fact that a guy like Jaren Hall is getting an opportunity this Sunday in a must-win, try-to-make-the-playoffs Minnesota Vikings scenario. Meanwhile, a guy like Trey Lance, who thought he was going to be the future of the 49ers, gets hurt. They put in Purdy and Jimmy G and... We know that story.
He got the opportunity, though. It's a two-part sort of formula. I mean, it's the opportunity and then what you do with it.
Yeah, but a slight opportunity. But now he's sitting behind Dak, and they're talking about Dak getting some huge extension for the Cowboys. So a guy like Trey Lance must be thinking, huh, is that it? Like, so I'm sitting here doing nothing but Jaren Hall starting this Sunday? There's guys on your favorite baseball team that aren't everyday players, and you know they got to be thinking, man, if I was on the Tigers or the Marlins, I'd be playing every day. I mean, I know I'm stating the obvious, but it is more so evident than ever before this year in the NFL with, I believe, more backups used than ever before.
So what are you saying? Like, if we would have crossed paths with Ariana Grande, it could have been us?
I'm just saying, like, it's all circumstance and where you are and who you are associating with, right?
It's about getting that opportunity. It really is. But again, it's about what you do with it.
Brock Purdy, the Pastronaut, Dobbs, who, you know, he's grand opening, grand closing for him. Everyone that we're talking about, Joe Flacco, every story we've been bringing up all has to do with a unique opportunity that only applied to them. And there are guys that are like, well, where's my chance? You don't think a guy like Trey Lance is a little sour grapes? Like, everyone around me's playing and, you know, here I am. I was the number three pick. The 49ers pretty much told me I'm their guy moving forward. They traded all this for me. And now I'm just holding a clipboard for Dallas, and they're about to give their QB1 some big deal in the offseason? That stinks. But again, opportunity. For all we know, in 5 years from now, Trey Lance gets a chance in, I don't know, Cincinnati, and he's a star. But it's all circumstance, and that applies to your life with your career, your relationships, who you date, your family member. So many things are just circumstantial. So as Antonio Pierce said, when those opportunities present themselves, you have to take them and give it your all and know that they don't come often.
Yeah, he spoke about opportunity. It was great because, again, he's making it happen. He's in great position to now get that job.
I'm not trying to be tough.
And speaking of being great position, you also have to put yourself, positions don't happen magically all the time, you know, because we did give a lot of examples where a lot of things had to happen for that opportunity. There's a lot of times where you have to put yourself in position for that opportunity.
Of course. Listen, dude, I'm not trying to be Gary Vaynerchuk or Tony Robbins. I'm not trying to be motivational Rich Davis here. I'm just saying, like,
dude, it's a big part of the game. I'm feeling you.
But as we see Joey Flacco doing what he did last night, and as you see, like when I heard Nick Cope say, this Sunday, Jaren Hall starting, I'm like, here's a guy that put himself in a position like, I just need a chance. And now he's getting a chance. Brock Purdy, last pick overall. Do you think that guy ever thought, in his wildest dreams, when he was at home and then he got the call from John Lynch, like, yeah, Brock, we're taking you with the last pick, Mr. Irrelevant. Do you think he thought that he'd be an MVP candidate 2 years later and on a team that in Vegas is favored to win it all? No chance in hell. It's just opportunity. Let's go to James in Vegas. What's going on, man? Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Oh, did we lose James?
He dropped you.
Rich, I think what you're saying is when opportunity knocks, you need to answer. Something like that?
But no one answers anymore their door. They hear, they see the Ring doorbell, they hide, and they look on their phone like, who's here?
I really feel like you're getting at something.
Right, well, anyway, I'm done being motivating. Let's go over our top moments from 2023 in the world of sports.
Now, again, let me shamelessly promote. It's what we're good at. Covino and Rich put ourselves in position for this Dan Patrick opportunity, and I want to put myself in position to get more listeners as we fill in.
Yeah,
we're on every day. And we have a podcast. Well, we have two podcasts. Our best of podcasts. Check that out anytime. Mm-hmm. Our best of the week. We have our year end best of airing on Monday. But wherever you stream your podcast, just search Covino and Rich. Hit the follow. It costs you nothing. Yeah. If you like it, send it to your friends. That's all we want for the holidays.
Yeah.
But we also have a bonus podcast that you could listen to and you could watch. It's on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page. It airs twice a week. And we did one yesterday, bonus podcast. And it's our top moments of 2023, according to us. The ones that stood out to us the most. So we figured, hey, we're not going to do our top 10 countdown here on the show. We already did that on our bonus pod. But let's all pick our own personal favorite moments. And by the way, if you want to see the top 23, the link is on our social media, at Covino and Rich. When we're done with the show today, check it out and watch it for yourself. You can see what you hear.
Let me kick it to Danny G first. Danny G, the super producer himself, if I were to say, Danny, your favorite moment, and I said, the fun here at Covino is we're going to give one serious thing and one fun thing. Everyone has a serious answer, but what are your favorite moments of 2023 in the world of sports?
Well, we started off in preseason talking about Josh McDaniels and would he last even half the season, and I told you guys that he seemed like he was definitely more fun in the preseason. He opened up the playbook.
Yeah.
He was more playful. And then as soon as the regular season started, he had that constipated look on his face. And the whole team seemed backed up. And so Mark Davis finally came to his senses, and the whole organization took a big number two and cleaned a house in the front office there for AP, who shows up to work in a slammed 6'4 Impala, referenced NWA at his first press conference.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Immediately, the culture in the locker room changed. And I just remember being on a natural high for like 2 weeks after that hire. And look at how far he's come now with that defense, especially in Las Vegas. For me, that's my favorite memory of 2023.
You're right, Danny G. And they leaned into that locker room adjustment. They leaned into that change. And we talked
Stogies
about it
Stogies and all.
Yeah, that was fun. That was definitely a major turning point for the organization and for you.
Yeah, and so that's the serious one. Now the fun one, this kicked off the year when we were at Radio Row for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'll call this Chasing Purdy.
Chasing Purdy's your favorite moment, huh?
It's the funniest one, I think, because I've never seen an NFL quarterback look more scared and nervous, and this is not in the pocket with a pass rusher coming to...
Not Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Rich Davis.
Not Parsons coming to break your leg, but Rich Davis chasing you down a stairwell at a VIP event so that he could shake your hand and claim he's your biggest fan when just hours earlier he was all over Jimmy G on the radio.
Yeah, true.
If you're new to CNR, what made this even better was the next day we're telling the story live on Radio Row on the network on our show. And as we're telling the story, Purdy and his entourage walk up the aisle right in front of our stage. So they're hearing the loudspeakers. They're listening to us recap the story about what happened the night before with Rich scaring Purdy like a stalker in a stairwell.
That was a fun moment of 2023.
The best timing ever.
Covino?
Yeah.
What comes to mind for you, buddy boy?
I was going to say, and I meant it, when Adolis Chapman dominated the Astros, led the Rangers, Creed, the whole storyline, but you already gave that one away.
Yeah.
That was just stupid and fun. It was a little mix of both, to be honest, because the Rangers won their first, and it was like the comeback of Creed. Who would have predicted that? Now they're on tour.
Can you take me higher?
So I'll switch it up a little bit, and I'll say that, because no one's going to say this, one of the fun but cool moments for me as a fight fan was seeing Francis Ngannou in the ring. I feel like it went under the radar. It really did. Here's a fight we all thought was more of a spectacle. Like, who really cares? We're sort of over that thing. Francis Ngannou, former UFC heavyweight champion, a real serious mixed martial artist, a guy who could punch. He gets in the ring. His first ever boxing match, professionally, with Tyson Fury, dude, and almost handed him his first loss. Knocked him out, knocked him down in the third round. Tyson Fury hits the canvas. Looked like he didn't take him as serious as he should have. And one judge actually scored it for Ngannou. He almost won that fight, dude. And they put on such a show. And all the greatest boxers of our time were all there to witness it. And it went under the radar, but it was a big moment because I feel like Francis Ngannou is really going to change up the heavyweight division in the year to come. Like, now he's part of the mix. Like, we just saw Anthony Joshua win. Let's see him fight Ngannou. We just saw Deontay Wilder lose. Let's see him fight Ngannou. Ngannou's in the mix moving forward. So I thought that was a really cool moment that went under the radar as a fight fan. Again, seeing the possibilities between the mixed martial arts and the boxers, seeing the worlds collide, that was one of the best. Now, as far as fun, Rich, and stupid,
yeah,
the Tommy DeVito story for me, you know, again, it's current,
great, right?
It's current, it's recent, and honestly, it was like 3 weeks of awesome, especially as a kid from Jersey. I grew up in New Jersey. I really felt like that was a kid that I would have went to high school with, and just seeing his whole family. Anytime you see the family excited about their kid playing well in the big leagues or the NFL, it's always a heart tugger, always a fun moment. But how he leaned into the Tommy Cutlets thing, his agent, Sean Stiletto, we didn't know that guy. He became a character. The storylines involved in the Tommy DeVito story just provided 3 weeks of fun for everybody. It gave the Giants fans something to root for. And it's also interesting to see, well, what happens next for a guy like that? You know, he didn't do anything that terrible where he got benched. He didn't stink it up. He played well. Does he become a solid backup moving forward? What happens there? I'm excited to see that in 2024. So my two stories are Ngannou changing the heavyweight division and Tommy DeVito. It was a lot of fun.
Spot, you got any that come to mind for you?
I think I got two good ones.
Okay.
One, my sort of serious story, but we witnessed it firsthand, which was, I think, one of our most fun experiences of the year, is Messi coming to the U.S.
Oh, that was awesome.
Oh, we were at the game. We went to LAFC.
We had his first game in L.A., and I just seeing the hype, everyone in L.A. wearing these Messi jerseys, just making it such a huge story of the year. I know soccer, you know, we're not huge soccer people.
I mean, Ted Lasso, great finale this year.
Great finale this year.
My favorite show.
And I think this fun story just stands out to me. I know it's not the biggest one, but Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan. I know we talked about that a lot on this show.
Just the idea that Michael Jordan's son is banging Scottie Pippen's ex-wife, and now they're getting married. Just, like, everything about it's like, what?
It just, yeah, created a lot of head scratching, a lot of like, oh my God, a lot of like reactions from Jordan throughout the year. It was just a funny story to kind of like follow the fabric of pop culture.
Those are the stories that we love to lean into. Look, as guys on the radio, we love stories like that. And just as a guy at the barbershop, gives you something to talk about. Like, yo, can you believe this? So that's a great story for sure, man.
Profet, you want to chime in? Nick Cope, what do you guys got?
Yeah, so I think for serious story, Spotty is absolutely right on Lionel Messi. I'm a big soccer guy after football, but with that off the board, I've got to lean tennis, and I'm like split here. I think I'm going to go for Coco Gauff. I'm going to go for Coco Gauff at the U.S. Open. I almost wanted to say Carlos Alcaraz being a legend at Wimbledon. You could go either way in that, in my opinion. But Coco
that was a great
Gauff,
watch, by the way. Alcaraz?
You know what? Yeah. But Coco Gauff, just the heart and passion she plays with, the whole story of her, I don't know what it is. Women's tennis has always drawn me in more, maybe because I was such a big Serena fan. So seeing Coco Gauff's rise and win at the U.S. Open really feels like the serious great moment for me in 2023. But my real one is the funny one. And that is the legacy. That is the chase that we did as a country with the University of Michigan, trying to figure out where Connor Stallions is, going back, playing Where's Waldo, finding him on the sneaking into college football games on the sidelines, and this entire...
I feel like it's such a non-story story, right?
This entire saga around the University of Michigan that they had this guy who was just blatantly going to games and stealing signs, and we're just still, and people are still in denial about the University of Michigan and what they were doing just because it's Michigan. Like, what are we talking about here? It is the most blatant cheating scandal since the Astros, and we've got a guy dressing up like freaking Waldo pretending he's on the staff for Central Michigan.
That is a good story of 2023. Nick Cope, you want to add any, bud?
Yeah, you know, Chris took mine there with Michigan. I thought just that week where there was just a new detail every day about Connor Stallions. I mean, let alone the guy's name, Connor Stallions.
Yes.
It's just outstanding. So, yeah, Chris took mine there. So you guys all had good ones. I didn't really have anything else to add.
I got a few. I'm going to say.
How about when Mac McClung won the slam dunk contest?
Oh, crap. That's the
fun part of these. You forget. Like,
invited
well,
back.
So long ago.
Yeah,
right?
Even though he's a G leaguer, he's invited back.
He's invited back to defend the title. I don't want to break the rules, but I got a few. I'll throw an extra one in for Nick Cope. I mean, the serious ones, you could say what Coach Prime did for college football. We talked about him at nauseam. Like, I mean, we talked about Coach Prime every day. Coach Prime, bull junk, was Covino's favorite word for a month of his life. Bull junk.
We said bull junk probably more than any other word in 2023.
Bull junk. So Coach Prime, and yeah, they started out hot, and then they lost their last six, but I thought that was just a great story. And as far as great stories that were serious, it sort of had a sad ending, but we followed the journey of Aaron Rodgers for months. Hard knocks, the ayahuasca, the decision, everything leading up to what? Four plays? That was like the most anticlimactic thing I've ever seen in my life.
Ever.
Get tired
and,
just and, thinking
and
about it.
And he never went away. Yeah, and again, the storyline continued. Dude wasn't even playing, and we still talked about him for the entire year.
Now, as far as the fun story of 2023, I got one that's a real quickie, and I have a late entry, Covino. A late entry because it happened this week.
Oh, I can't wait.
My favorite moment of 2023 was when your guy, John Sterling, got hit by a ball.
Ow.
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 Ow. It hit me. Ow.
After all those years of broadcasting for the Yankees, it is high, it is far, a foul ball, and you hear Sterling in his typical Captain Crunch voice, ow. That, to me, I know it's just a moment, it's a second of 2023, but that second where he got hit and he goes, ow.
Oh, don't forget, guys, a moment we were part of live in Las Vegas, Wemby Mania.
Oh, yeah.
That was something that I'll remember back to 2023.
Oh, dude, what about when Wemby and Britney Spears had their
yes, right? That was leading into that NBA Con weekend.
Dude, I forgot about that story. That's a huge story that we forgot about, for sure. When Wemby and Britney Spears had their Vegas encounter.
Well, there's a late entry into this, and I'm going to let you know what it is next. This happened. This is a newer story, and let's just say it has to do with strip clubs and college. And there's a story that, to me, has to make some list. So we'll get to that next. More Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick next on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me for the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
All right, welcome back to CNR. Covino and Rich, Steve Covino, Rich Davis, Spotty Sorge hanging out with us on our videos. Again, our social media is at Covino and Rich if you want to see what we do. Always some highlights and clips there. Lots of nonsense. We're the worldwide leaders of nonsense. Live from the Mercedes-Benz studios. Danny G, super producing. No relation to Warren G that I know of.
I don't
Kenny
know, maybe.
G's his uncle.
Kenny G.
No. I would say closer to Kenny G.
Yeah, I'm more closely related to Warren.
Oh, see?
It's
now
that
we
G-funk.
Know. Yeah. A whole new era where the rhythm is the bass and the bass is the treble.
Era.
Yeah, so Danny G's on the phones at 877-99 on Fox, Perfect on the ones and twos, and always a pleasure to hang out with the handsome Nick Cope with your updates. Now, Rich, we're on the edge of our seat going over our favorite moments of 2023. And a reminder, we did a top 10. We did our top 10, according to us, on our bonus podcast, Overpromised, again, on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page. Just check our social media pages.
My number one moment that I said is a newer story.
Number one.
It has nothing to do with Mariah Mills or Zion and baby mamas, and it has nothing to do with Marion Doe, everyone's new favorite Chargers fan in 2023. This story is out of Texas. There's a soccer coach who was busted after he spent over $5,000 at a strip club, but he put it on the school's corporate card. And tried to talk his way out of it. So imagine that. First of all, $5,000 at a strip club?
I could do that.
But that's a lot of, what's
sounds
say?
Like he was all chalked up.
I was going to say, that seems like a lot of extras.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Like you could spend money at a strip club spot, but to spend $5,000 would mean, like, let's just say you're getting
it's like a champagne room visit.
But I'm saying you're getting the works is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Sounds like he fell in love.
No, but I'm saying, like, think about it. You could fall in love with a girl at a strip club and, you know, lap dances go quick, 20, 20, 20. VIP room, you could spend hundreds or $5,000? Covino, that is the works. Soccer coach busted after blowing $5,000 at strip club on school district's credit card. A Texas high school soccer coach was arrested after spending all that money at a Houston strip club. And putting it, why would you put, did he take out the wrong credit card?
It's a solid day's work.
J.D. Bales.
You don't take out the wrong credit card for $5,000.
J.D. Bales, a former assistant soccer coach at Bridgeport High School, on December 15th, he was charged with felony of theft of property. He apparently spent all that at the Men's Club of Houston while working for the district.
In one sitting.
$5,455.
That's a James Harden kind of night at the club.
That's a Ja Morant. By the way, when we were in Denver, I will not confirm nor deny that I went to Shotgun Willie's. And the owner told me that Ja Morant asked for $30,000 in singles. And I remember thinking, man, that's a lot of singles.
that's an exclusive right there.
I was like, how does someone have that much money on standby in singles? I guess you have to when you're a strip club, right?
Do they deliver that in a Howie Mandel suitcase?
Yeah, how the hell do you have 30,000 singles? Well, anyway, this guy, it's got to be one of the, because he's a soccer coach for the district, that's got to be up there with these silliest stories in sports of 2023.
And now the team has no pennies to wear at practice.
No pennies. They wear thongs. They
have, dance costs 20. An average drink costs $7.50. So
that's a lot of
flow, dude. He was up to no good that night. For like the average fella, that's a lot.
Dude,
honestly, what's the most you ever spent at a strip club?
Like $500 or less.
Yeah, I would say that's probably the most.
And that's because I was like buying drinks and being like, yeah, get my buddy a lap dance.
That's because I thought like this woman loved me probably. So, you know,
fell in love with a stripper.
Yeah, that's a regular guy on a good night. This dude, 5,000. Get
that work out for you.
This ties in nicely to what Covino and I were talking about off the air. How much money, what's the most amount of money you've ever spent celebrating New Year's Eve?
Well,
it's
kind of
like a
right?
sucker's night.
Yeah, Danny G said, you know, there's articles everywhere today, and we've all lived it through experience, that New Year's Eve is the most expensive date night by far when it comes to celebratory holidays and things like that. So do you stay home or do you go out? Is that an amateur's night? How much are you willing to spend on a table somewhere or, you know, to pop some bottles at a party?
You know, it's I think even if something is amateur night, doesn't mean you don't celebrate. It's like just because you think Valentine's Day, well, that's for amateur, you know, couples, doesn't mean you still don't, you know, buy your wife something or take her out for a nice dinner.
Yeah, but you could go to a buddy's house and still have a great time. You could throw your own party and have a great time.
Well, let me.
But you want to be the old guy sitting at home on the couch?
But let me.
Let me
what's wrong with banging the pots and pans?
Let me throw this out
you
there.
You
want
to be the old guy at the club?
Let me throw Who's this pots? Out there. Let me throw this out there. Who's pots? Let me bring this up. There's one thing that's my pet peeve. So before we get to how much you would spend or what's the strategy on New Year's Eve. I don't know why. You know how some people brag? People brag about things sometimes. I'm like, why are you bragging about that? Like people in the north, people in the, you know, by Minnesota and the Green Bay and there's parts of the country, Canada, that love to brag about how unbearably cold it is where they live. Like, oh, you think that's bad? It's -8 degrees here. It's like, why are you bragging about that?
You know what else people love to brag about? Like they didn't eat all. I didn't eat all day, man.
It's not healthy.
I didn't eat all day. You know how cold it is? You know what people love to brag about too? They love to brag about things that you're like, why are you bragging about? People are like, you know, I worked 80 hours last week. Like, why are you bragging about that? Sounds like someone's taking advantage of you.
Yeah.
Like, people love to brag about weird things. And to add to the list of odd things people brag about, people that say, yeah, I went to sleep before midnight.
That's weird.
So
yeah.
I knew one
guy my whole life, you know, before I came an adult, was that guy. It was my Uncle Tommy. And we'd all be excited, you know, as kids, banging pots and pans, excited for the new year. This guy would be asleep in bed, and I'd be like, what a party pooper. What's that about?
Yeah.
You know what's great? As I've gotten older, as a transplanted New Yorker in L.A., I can just celebrate New York midnight and go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
that's cheating.
I don't know.
It counts. I think you do that to get the kids to sleep.
Right? It's midnight somewhere.
Oh, it's perfect to be like, all right, kids, you got to go sleep. New Year's,
find a New York feed somewhere.
Yeah.
We'll let them watch that
that's
and then put them to bed.
No. Do it at 7 o'clock and play them a feed from another year.
Get them to sleep.
I'm just saying, don't be the person that brags about, like, I didn't even stay up. Like, what are you proud of the fact that, like, you... Like, I don't know. Even if you do want to go to sleep early, I would at least set my alarm and be like, 10 of midnight, I'll get up and see Seacrest count it down. What? I don't know. I never understood why someone would brag about not taking part in New Year's Eve. However, Danny, to answer your question, though, which was you did ask a question, I don't think it's absurd to spend $100 or a couple hundred bucks for you and your wife or girlfriend or husband, boyfriend to have admission to like some all-inclusive buffet and drinks. And I don't know. I think it's a night out.
What's the regular guy limit?
Depends. If you're doing food and drinks, $200 a person.
Yeah, I was gonna say like a wedding. Like a wedding. Yeah. Spot
it. There it is.
Whatever. If you were to go to a wedding of someone you care about and you threw them $500, you and your wife could afford $250 each for a night of free drinking and food, dress up, celebrate at a nice ballroom type of place. I think that's fair.
Some of the spots are so overly crowded though. You're elbow to elbow, and you're paying that much money for that kind of experience.
Yeah, listen.
Why do you want to ring in the new year with a bunch of drunken idiots you don't know?
It's excitement.
I want to go out to a beach and just see like the first sunrise on the new year.
Okay.
I want to do a simple
post. You're romantic, huh?
I am. Well, it's like
New Year's morning. Prophet's gonna be in Malibu. Like good morning.
I'll be here on New Year's morning. I want to be in Malibu. I'm gonna be here.
One tear forms in the corner of his eye as the sun emerges from the sky.
I'm picturing Prophet laying on a Detroit Lions beach towel. Like good morning. Good morning, New Year.
Listening to Auld Lang Syne.
I'm not gonna be alcohol out there. I'll have other things.
I picture him like that photo of Macho Man looking off in the distance of the sunlight. That's what I picture.
Oh yeah.
First sunrise of the new year.
Oh man.
Started off the right way.
I'll tell you what, if you're a single dude especially, and you're a dude on the prowl, I think there is no better way to start the new year than going out and trying to meet some people and have some fun.
But here's the question.
People are letting loose on New Year's Eve.
Let me ask one last dumb
question. But again, Rich, you're triple paying. You're paying triple the amount, I think the article goes on to say, than a regular night out. So, like, you're willing to spend triple the amount?
Well,
you're just getting ripped off.
Let me play the role of Hollywood Hulk Hogan. Then work harder, brother. I don't know. What do I tell you? Don't go out. Sit on your ass.
I'm just saying, what's your limit?
$1 million. Now, I will say, if you do go out as a single guy or gal on New Year's Eve, is it a good or bad omen to make out with a stranger? Is that the way you want to start your new year? Or is
Hell no.
If it's midnight and you're like, I'm sort of alone, and you're like, she'll do, and she looks at you like, you'll do. Are you kissing a stranger at midnight?
No, and kissing her to that miserable song. Honestly, I want to make like a petition. Can we change that? That's the most miserable song to start a new year off to. Give me some like Born to Be Alive or something. Give me something fun. Give me some Cool in the Gang or Celebrate. Like, why that miserable song? Get out of here. And you're
making out with a weird stranger.
That is a miserable song, and you're making out with some strange woman. No thanks.
Okay. Just figured I'd throw it out there. So there's your answer to the question. Now, coming up, we are going to talk about what you could be watching this weekend. Other than sports, there's a lot of great football. We got that Saturday game. Oh, that Saturday game is going to be...
I think everybody's watching that Saturday game.
That Saturday... By the way, props to the NFL for guessing on that one, right? Like, there's two really great games, Week 17. You got the early game. CBS lucked out with that. Ravens-Dolphins being, like, the game of the week. And on Saturday night, it's, I believe, what they're doing the whole Monday Night Football branding, but on Saturday for Lions at Cowboys. So, besides the great football, what else do you need to be watching? We'll go over it next. As we wrap up a Covino and Rich show, in for Dan Patrick. So weekend hobnobbing next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. And this year, resolve to keep your family safer than ever with Simply Safe. Dan Patrick trusts Simply Safe in his own home, recommends it to everybody. Save 20% on your new system with a Fast Protect plan by visiting SimplySafeDan.com. SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Now, a quick reminder, if you enjoyed the Dan Patrick hat trick, and it's always fun for us, shout out to all the affiliates and people hearing us for the first time. We appreciate it. Happy New Year. You know, check us out Tuesday. We're on Monday through Friday, but Tuesday after the holidays.
Yeah.
From 2 to 4 West Side, and of course, that's 5 to 7 on the East Coast.
Well, listen, if you hit us up today after the show, I'm going to go through all this feedback. I appreciate it. I'm looking at our Twitter now. The Nudge hit us up, and he goes, Covino and Rich, in regards to your New Year's Eve thought, he goes, I'm 47, and I enjoy falling asleep before midnight. I'm not 26, and I don't care to see drunk idiots on TV counting down the new year. Completely overrated, which I'm sure he shares that sentiment with a lot of people.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to appreciate that you made it to another year. You don't have to go all out and crazy. But, hey, I was alive and awake to see it happen. That's all.
Do you
set the alarm, like Rich said.
Did I ever tell you the story about how I denied my wife on New Year's Eve? This is before we had kids. My wife is getting a little, Danny G, she was getting a little frisky, like right around like when it was close to midnight.
Rich, you sure you want to brag about this? You were talking about weird things people brag about.
No, this is, I'm like, it's a, I feel dumb while at the same time I feel vindicated. So my wife was like.
You were tired from banging all the pots and pans?
No. Not the pots and pans.
Are those the neighbors?
No. So my wife is like coming on to me a few minutes before midnight. And I remember rejecting her. I was like, what are you doing? We're watching Dick Clark. This is when Dick Clark was still alive. And I said to her, I go, listen, we never turn each other away in that manner. But I said, this guy's going to die in a year now. I'm watching Dick Clark. We could continue.
Pay attention to that, dude.
We could continue this after midnight. And she's like, did you really just reject me? And I'm like, I'm sorry, babe. Dick Clark, wouldn't you know that was the year he died? And I always tell my, I'm like, I knew it. Dick Clark, that was the guy. That was the guy. Happy.
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to take away from that.
That I'm a man of vision.
We're all just shaking our heads.
I'm a man of vision. I don't. Anyway.
This is like the time Tyreek Hill said he wanted to be a porn star. on this podcast.
That is sort of true. All right, well, you know, with that said, let's get into some weekend hobnobbing.
Living for the weekend.
You're winning bets for talking points if you get stuck socializing.
You ever done anything dangerous?
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
That is dangerous.
Friday brings us Weekend Hobnobbing.
So
I'll kick it off, Rich.
Yeah, all the things that you can watch outside of the world of sports. And they throw in some sports, too. But we talked about all the great football this weekend and bowl games on New Year's Day. So a lot of good stuff.
Well, we know what Rich is watching. Ryan Seacrest. Can't miss that.
No, get off of me. I'm watching the countdown.
I'd rather watch your wife. I mean, I'm sorry.
We can do this later.
Now, check this out, guys. Again, this is to get you ready when you're back from the holiday on Tuesday. What you need to talk about, what you need to know about. And I saw Godzilla last night. It's at select theaters, but it was pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. I was a little reluctant to go, and I loved every second of it because, Rich, they stay true to the original Godzilla movie. It's a Japanese movie with subtitles. It's like a legitimate movie. There's nothing cheesy or campy about it. It's kind of the best monster movie I've seen in a long time. So Godzilla's sort of back. It's called G-1.
Were you disappointed when you realized it wasn't the biopic of Hideki Matsui?
I thought it was. I wanted to learn more about his porn collection. You know about Matsui's porn collection?
I do not. For another day, I guess.
Apparently, Matsui has a legendary porn collection, but it wasn't that Godzilla. It was the actual Godzilla terrorizing Japan, and it was pretty good. Check it out if you can. Also on Netflix this weekend, this holiday weekend, they're saying it's more troll than comedy, which intrigues me more. Ooh. Ricky Gervais is a great troll. Because he calls out all the right people most of the time.
Yeah.
And I sort of love his comedy. He has a new one called Armageddon out this weekend, so check that out on Netflix.
Yes, sir.
And
what game? What's the game that you got your eyes on the most?
Well, of course, you already said Saturday's game. You already said Miami Ravens. Everybody's watching those games. So I'm really digging if you like the storylines of Joey Flacco, then how could you not like the storyline of, again, we've said it before, but Baker Mayfield? I want to see what he does. Does he get five in a row against the Saints? We'll see. I'll check that out.
You mentioned the Ricky Gervais. That looks good. But Dave Chappelle, New Year's Eve. Chappelle's got a brand new stand-up special on Netflix. I mean, if Chappelle puts something out, I know I'm watching. So Chappelle, New Year's Eve. Then on New Year's Day, Alabama, Michigan. How do you not want to watch that one?
Noise!
That might be the game of the year, to be honest, if you ask me. So Alabama, Michigan. And as far as NFL goes, you're right. We talked about that Cowboys-Lions game is going to be insane on Saturday
night.
So
good, yeah.
And I was trying to sell Nick Cope on Morning Show on Apple TV because we were talking about how John Hamm has been playing a really good jerk in a lot of shows. I said Morning Show, he's great. And Nick, you were saying Fargo.
Yeah, he's in the new season of Fargo. Juno Temple's in it. She's great. Jennifer Jason Leigh. If you like Coen Brothers, new season of Fargo's great.
Nice. Danny G spot, Profet, anything?
Yeah, at 1 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday, Aiden O'Connell versus Gardner Minshew.
Love it.
Who would have thought we'd be talking about that battle of the backups? A must win for both teams. And then I mentioned it last weekend, but we didn't get to go to the theater. A funny, heartwarming musical that dreams up a new origin story for a classic character. That's how it describes Wonka. Wonka. We're going to go to the theater, my wifey and I, this weekend to check that out.
Real quick, you know that's a musical, right?
The Color Purple.
You know Wonka's a musical,
Wonka's a musical.
Yeah. I was just warning you on that. I didn't know it was a musical until someone told me. I would have walked completely into that trap.
You know what another slight musical is that I finally watched on Netflix? Let me throw one more out there. You can watch it with your kids. You can watch it just as an adult. Leo, with the voices of Bill Burr and Adam Sandler. I finally watched it. Covino, you were right. It's fantastic.
It really is.
It really is good.
A lot of heart.
There's a movie that's been getting a lot of buzz in like the psychological thriller horror scene. Saltburn. It was released in November in theaters, but it came to Amazon Prime this past weekend. I'm definitely watching it this weekend. I've heard nothing but great things.
Saltburn.
It'll blow your mind. Saltburn.
Cool. And Profet, any last-minute additions to what you should be watching?
Lions, Cowboys, and a nice little sunrise here in Sherman Oaks on New Year's Day.
Nice.
On a beach towel laying on Ventura.
On a Lions beach towel.
Listening to Old Lang Syne.
Perfect. We'll see you guys Tuesday. Until then, have a great one. Arrivederci, baby. Yeah.
See you in the promised land.
Bye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all-electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.